Jillian Harris from The Bachelorette, Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and a new show on HGTV. We've got her on the line. Hi, Jillian.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Now, is it just me or everybody in broadcasting these days hosts like two or three shows at one time?
That's crazy. I can understand. I can empathize now. I always thought I could juggle it all, but it's difficult.
It is. Well, welcome to the club, because now you're in broadcasting like the rest of us, so congratulations.
Right. That's very odd for me to hear, because I never ever dreamt I would end up in this field.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you went on to a reality show, and then life has changed, to say the least. I mean, sum it up for me. How does it feel? How did it all happen? What do you think about it all?
Well, I've always, you know, I've been a designer for, you know, about 7 or 8 years, or, you know, I'd say 6 years before I was ever on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, and I really loved my job, and I never thought I would change my career, and I was single, and I've always been very daring and aggressive when it comes to trying new things, and it was kind of a dare one night for me to apply on the show, and never did a million years did I think I would get accepted, and never did I ever think I wanted to change my career to be in broadcasting or in media or in television. And so, you know, I really just thought it would be a two-week thing and people would make fun of me for the rest of my life, and they do make fun of me, but it wasn't a two-week thing. It has turned into something completely different, and I'm very blessed that, you know, taking a chance has somehow led back to my career and staying in design and sort of in that whole realm of construction and design and philanthropy and fashion and just the arts. So, I mean, I don't know. How did it happen? I think you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And sometimes some of the things that you decide to do are completely out of this world and crazy, but it can lead to really wonderful things if you have the right attitude.
So were you going there looking for love, or was it just something for the hell of it to do?
I think looking for love is kind of for the hell of it. Yeah. Something to do, you know? I mean, looking for love, quote-unquote, hasn't been one of my goals, per se. I am an independent, sort of only child. I've never really had any rules when it comes to getting married. And I'm not saying that I don't want to get married, but it's not something that is going to complete me. I think if I find somebody that shares the same values and perspectives in life that I do, then naturally it will just work out. So on that show, it was kind of like, you know what? I've been single for a while. But you know what? I have to admit, I thought it was possible to find love on that show. So why did I go on it? I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I think it was just because it was one of those things. It's like, why do we jump out of planes? I've done that 3 times. Every time I'm standing on the wing, I'm like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. It's just kind of something to do, and who knows what it can lead to. I mean, I think I knew I was single. I thought, you never know what could happen. Maybe I can meet the guy of my dreams. And I don't know what I was thinking. I'd love to rewind and pick my brain.
Go back.
3 years ago.
It's one of those crazy things, like, why do people get tattoos, right?
I just got one. But, I mean, I guess to an extent I was looking for love, but I certainly didn't think it could happen that way. But it did. It did happen. I also don't think love is always forever. You know, I found love and I lost love, you know, and life goes on.
So then what happened then? So you were on the show, and then what? You just started getting approached by people and, you know, to stay
in
TV?
I was on The Bachelor, and I found that to be very traumatic and never wanted to do television ever again. And then, I did a few morning shows, and I did a few interviews, and I really found, like, you know, I connected with the audience, and I connected with the public, and I really loved that part of being able to tell my story and really just feel like I communicated with every single person of all the 50 million people that watched the show. I really felt like I got to know them, even though they really felt like they got to know me. So I really felt like I enjoyed that part of me. As you can tell, I'm sort of a chatty patty. And then they asked me to do The Bachelorette, and I, you know Homer Simpson, when he says one thing, and he thinks one thing and he says the opposite?
Right.
I think that's kind of what happened. You know, in my head I was thinking, like, no way, and I just kind of said, okay. And as soon as I said okay, I mean, I just remember I could see my life flash before my eyes. I was like, what am I doing here? And I had no idea it would, you know, blow up in my face this much, good and bad.
All right. So now, okay, so about this new show, we've got to get back to the music. We're going to talk about the new show coming up in just a little bit. More with Jillian Harris right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Jillian Harris from every show on ABC, and and now she's got a new show on HGTV. Jillian, tell me about the new show.
It's crazy. When you say that, I just think, this is not for real. This is not my life, but it is. So yeah, I've done quite a bit on ABC, and I just finished filming a new season of Canada's Handyman Challenge, which will start airing at the beginning of this next new year on HGTV. And yeah, it was a blast. I filmed it with Mike Holmes and Scott McGillivray and Brian Ballmer, who all are stars of HGTV. So yeah, I had a ball with those guys.
So what's that like? Because as you just said, you know, big names in design and construction and on all that stuff. I mean, Mike Holmes seems sort of like an intimidating guy, but also a cuddly teddy bear. What's he really like?
Cuddly teddy bear all the way. Yeah. I was so surprised. He is, you know, he's one of these guys that I'm trying to figure out how to explain it. His ego is definitely very healthy, but there's something about what he's done. He takes such good care of himself and believes in himself so much that he is able to take the leftover energy and he focuses it on people around him, whether it be a regular fan on the street, whether it be, you know, us as his colleagues, or whether it be the person who's making his lunch in the lunchroom. He connects with everybody and he makes everybody feel very important. And I was actually just really, really floored of what a down-to-earth and really caring guy he is. I feel like he's my uncle, or he probably not like me to say that. Let's say cousin, brother, whatever. I feel like he's a part of my family.
Hey, at least you didn't say grandfather.
I won't say grandfather.
Okay, so then the show is about you're going across Canada to find handy people. What's essentially the premise of the show?
Yeah, we definitely don't want professionals. We want people who have professions and are handy in their spare time and sort of want to prove to the world what they can do. So we went from Vancouver to Toronto, Halifax, and then finished our little series up in Hamilton. And we took four contestants from each city and then had our finale sort of challenges in Hamilton. And we already picked our one handyman or handy lady. And yeah, I just, you know what? This show, I think, is going to be so different than any other sort of competition show that we're seeing in the home and garden space right now because of not only the format, but the chemistry between the three judges is hilarious. Like, hilarious. I mean, these guys had me in stitches for the entire 3 weeks. And then, you know, I love people. I'm from such a small town, and we're dealing with sort of small town people here, people who love to get crafty, people who love to do it themselves. So I really, really connected with all of the contestants, and I think it's really going to make for a really interesting series. I think the entire season is just going to be awesome.
So they compete in challenges, or do they win? What do they win? Is there a prize at the end?
Well, the prize is essentially bragging rights. I mean, anybody who has a shot at being the next Mike Holmes, or, you know, having that claim to fame of, you know, maybe one day having their own TV show or their own column in a magazine, or just even being able to have those bragging rights, I think, is a gift in its own. But yeah, they definitely compete against each other. So we have we ended up after going to all three cities, we narrowed it down to 12 contestants, and then they competed against each other in various challenges. So, you know, your regular handyman challenges, things that you'd have to do around the house, or if you get hired to do something, you know, electrical and framing and all the honey-do list items.
We are going to get back to music. One more segment, Jillian, because
okay, sure.
We're just so chatty today. More with Jillian Harris right after this.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.
Jillian Harris, the busiest woman in showbiz and design, is joining us on the phone once again. Hello, Jillian.
Hello.
Okay, so you've got a design company, and you had that on the go before you launched into superstardom on The Bachelor.
Yeah, I juggled a few few things. I had my own company, and I also worked for a restaurant firm, and I did sort of restaurant design and consulting, so startup restaurants. And that was fun. And you know what? I think I don't actually have a lot of time to take on a lot of new clients, but it really helps me creatively stay in this space. I mean, I think anybody who's a designer on TV or, you know, in the media knows that they're so busy keeping in touch with the TV side of things that they don't have a lot of time to do, you know, have real clients. So I actually push really hard to have at least a client or two at the time, just to continue to learn about the industry and to continue to dabble in that creative space. But it's difficult to juggle it all.
Our editor Bonnie Winters wants to know what it's like being in an industry that's has a lot of guys, and is it hard to be taken seriously?
Yes, I mean, I think especially on Canada's Handyman Challenge, you know, those guys, you know, they definitely love me and they think I'm cute and quirky and funny, but, you know, when they are the professionals in sort of, when they're the professionals and they're the ones doing the judging, I'm there to host. I think sometimes they forget that I have my own career, that I am a designer, that I have my own business, or that I was in the industry for years. And it is hard sometimes to get them to take me seriously. But one day, they were having troubles coming up with a new challenge. And I came up with a brilliant challenge, which I think is going to be all of the viewers' favorite challenge. And I think I earned some major points there on that one. But, you know, generally, I think they respect me. I think mostly as a person and as somebody who is passionate about people and my career. And, you know, the rest of it doesn't really matter.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Who wins the show?
Oh, I can't tell you that.
Damn.
Come on, I've been on The Bachelor and Bachelorette long enough to know how to dodge those kind of questions.
Oh, I thought I could sneak it in there. Oh, well. She knows her stuff, folks.
I know my stuff.
Yeah. I guess there's a lot of talk about people that are on reality shows all of a sudden move to Hollywood. I mean, you were telling me just during the last music set that you're staying in Canada and you want to stay small town feel, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some pros and cons to staying small town. I think the cons is I really risk missing out on a lot. You know, there's certain kind of parties, events, appearances that just financially is impossible for me to get to all of them. And I've actually just decided to move from Vancouver to Kelowna part-time and then Calgary maybe in the spring, which is even smaller and even more small town. I just, you know what I always tell people is just big wigs of the world, you know, the Bill Gates of the world, they were asked, you know, how did you know you wanted to get to this place in your life? And they said, I just thought about what I really wanted at the end of the day, and instead of working towards it, I just did it now. And one of the things that I really, really want in my life is that connection with my family and my friends and my roots and the outdoors. And I also want to be successful, but I'm not going to be successful at the sake of all of those other things. So moving to LA definitely crossed my mind at one point, but my little heart couldn't handle it. It belongs here in Canada.
Well, that's good advice for people, right? When you're trying to make it big, whether it's broadcasting, television, design work, writing, anything like that. You have to keep everything in perspective, don't you, Jillian?
Totally.
Well, I thank you so much for your time.
Likewise. Thank you for finally connecting with me. And I love all the prairie people. I've never met anybody who was from, the prairies of Winnipeg or Saskatchewan or Alberta that I didn't like. Always such good down-to-earth people.
Yes.
So I appreciate
everybody. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.